was fucking stressful.
That was probably the hardest fucking Skype setup we've ever had on this show. Well, welcome back. Brutal. Welcome back to Alien Theorist Theorizing. I'm Zell.
I'm Brayden.
Fuck. Who else is here?
Dan.
How come this is so fucking hard?
I think everybody's just stressed out.
We need to get a format on this guy. We probably
need to. I don't know what the fuck happened.
You gotta go alphabetically from now on. Yeah, this is fucked.
Well, you got one more here.
Well, today I think tonight we should go by our MIB names. I'm Agent A.
I'm Agent Z.
I'm Agent BK. I said Asian.
Agent D. All the ladies love.
Agent D. Oh yeah. Well, we're back.
What case file is this? 29?
This is case file 29.
Jeez.
Ooh. All right. Before we get going, I wasn't on the last one.
No, you weren't.
What was that? What was the voice? What was the thing? What made that noise?
Okay. Honestly, I don't know what made the noise. Like, the skeptic in me wants to say that it was an electrical interference of some kind, but it was timed so perfectly, and I wasn't even in the room when it happened. And like, usually if I get feedback in the studio, it's usually high pitched. Like everyone knows what feedback usually sounds like, but that was something like full on. Like, it dropped the people off Skype on their end also.
So. That's fucked. It sounded like it was like listening. I was like, oh, that was weird.
Yeah. It was deep and like rumbly and growly. I don't know. Do you hear it? Terrifying. Andrew? Do you listen to it?
No, not yet.
Okay. Anyways. Yeah. It was fucking weird.
Scotty called me the next day and he's like, oh, have you listened to the podcast? And I was like, when did you record it? He's like, last night. I was like, well, no, because it's not released yet. And he's like, oh, it's gold. It's gold. Oh God, you caught a demon.
Well,
you
like he went maybe a little bit over the top with what actually happened there, but
Scotty?
It was still freaky.
It was pretty freaky. And people commented saying that like when they were listening to it, they'd have to be like alone in their car or alone at work and like, it made it creeped them out. Say that.
You know.
Well, I don't think I'm going to
improve
now.
The listening experience. You know?
Yeah, a little
maybe for some
unplanned production value there.
Yeah, it was good. That was the first one I wasn't on. Because technically there was another one I wasn't on, but I called in and kind of ruined the show a little bit.
So you did, you did ruin the show that time.
Yeah, so this last one was my Iron Man streak. You're the only Iron Man now.
Man or the pod doesn't go on. There's no missing it.
That's very true. I don't have any. Well, this should be the last time I'm going to sound super shitty via Skype. Hopefully.
Yeah, you got some gear on its way to you. So hopefully.
Yeah, I've got a little corner of Meteor Studios coming up here, up north of the wall.
Yeah, a couple of channels of high quality recording gear coming your way.
Yeah, so we'll it'll be good. I could almost slate in. I dare say this.
Oh no!
On the podcast, I could almost do this on a weekly basis right now.
I can too, actually.
Yes. Yeah. Well, maybe what we should do is we'll say that, but then only release them every 2 weeks. So then, when it falls off, we'll keep pushing. We'll have an abundance of pre-recorded ones. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice to be like, you want to take the weekend off? Sure, we've got five in the bank. Like, no worries.
So we say that just we know one. That's never going to happen.
I think plenty of podcasts do that, though. They have, like, pre-recorded ones. They just like, oh, you know, here's something we recorded a couple weeks ago or something.
Yeah, we say this and then it doesn't happen. So don't get
your hopes up.
Don't get too excited, people.
It's every other week. We try.
And just like most weeks, Mr. Conspiracy was supposed to be here.
And then last minute,
he fell ill yet again.
Flaked.
Felt a little sick, yeah.
Yeah. He called me earlier today and he was fine. He was like, let's play Battlefield. Oh, yeah, pod tonight. Oh, yeah, I'm so excited. Oh, and all this stuff. And he texted me. He's like, bro.
I'm sick.
So sick.
Yeah, I don't know. You come to expect it with Mr. Conspiracy really now.
Yeah.
When he shows up, awesome. Like when he doesn't, awesome.
Yeah, the guy's the
guy. Pretty much.
Yeah. It's almost like babysitting when he shows up. So.
Yeah, little demon comes on the line. He fucking starts crying in the studio. We had a fucking. He wouldn't go home. He had to sleep on the couch.
Meltdown.
Oh, Jesus.
What a fucking dork.
Yeah.
Anyways, space news.
Space news.
You got space news?
Yeah, I got quite a bit of space news. Right, like I said, I got a little time to do a little more research now.
Perfect.
So, but first off, since I am living north of the wall, I've been on high aurora watch since I've got here.
Anything?
And I've seen, there's been zero aurora since I've been here. Just fucking nothing. There was supposed to be one like last weekend, I believe. No, the weekend before that, but it was fucking overcast so bad. And just foggy. And I was like, that sucks.
That's like here on that last supermoon. I was so pumped to get on my telescope and look at it. And it was
pretty lackluster. I didn't get to see it either. Yeah. I missed the supermoon. But you know what? I swear there's a fucking supermoon every month. I feel like all of a sudden people would be like, you got to go see the supermoon. Biggest one of all time. Like every month.
It's never going to be that big again.
Every month.
I know exactly what you mean because we probably on this podcast said at least three times, like, oh, check out the supermoon.
Well, it's a supermoon. It's a blood moon. It's a fucking green moon. Like, well,
you know what? Fuck the moon. I'm sick of it already.
Whoa. Relax.
Let's fucking nuke it.
Get rid of it. Who needs the fucking moon?
Fuck that thing.
You know, if you blow it in half, haven't you guys seen Thundar the Barbarian? What happens? We get thrown back into a barbarian age filled with super technology wizards. Fair people.
What did you just
Thundar the Barbarian. Thundar the Barbarian, the old Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
No, but I feel like I missed
Thundar the Barbarian and his fabulous sun sword.
Must be an American show because we didn't
get that. Fuck. I got to watch this. Thundar the Barbarian? Whatever.
Too busy watching fucking lamb chops.
It's a real fucking thing. It's a real fucking show. It's great.
Okay, so space news. I heard yesterday fucking Mr. Conspiracy just doing a hack job at space news.
Sounds about right.
Announcing the Hubble 2 or whatever he was fucking announcing.
He was spitting something about some Super Hubble.
Yeah, Super Hubble or some bullshit.
This time.
Yeah, it's actually called the James Webb Space Telescope. It's been under construction for 20 years, and it will be going. It's preparing for 2018 launch.
Oh, so it's not called Super Hubble in any way.
No, it's not called the Super Hubble or the Hubble 2. Ultra Hubble, whatever the Mega fuck Hubble. Mr. Conspiracy would like Hubble you to Bubble. Believe.
Yeah, because when he said that, I was like, I'm pretty sure I would have heard about a Super Hubble telescope.
And for the most part, he was, you know, pretty right. It's bigger and better. So it's going to be able to see like 18.5 million years of worth of light or something that's going to be able to pick up now. So it's pretty exciting stuff. But it doesn't have a name like the Hubble 2 or the Super
what are you
Hubble.
Telling? That's a bad name. Yeah, that's a dope awesome.
Name. I like the Super Hubble name, actually.
Yeah, and then the old Hubble would like lock into it like Voltron, and then they would
man, that's cool.
They just click together like a magic bullet.
Like
kind Shiba. Of thing.
Power Rangers, like the Zords. And they Megazords. Like lock together and make like super. Yeah.
Have you seen what the new Megazords look like for that new movie?
Oh my god, they look trash.
Terrible. How could you fuck that up? All you need is a giant fucking mastodon, a T-Rex, a pterodactyl, and a saber-toothed fucking tiger.
What else? Yeah. How do you
fuck
it up?
It's easy. It looks stupid.
Dumb as fuck.
Oh, it's brutal.
That sucks.
Yeah, they fucking blew it.
I didn't watch the trailer yet. Is it? It's that bad, eh?
Well, I don't know. Bryan Cranston is fucking Zordon, so they got me there.
That's pretty cool.
Fucking awesome.
I'm done with
Lady
that.
Lady who plays Rita is pretty hot. Like, I mean, that's cool.
That's
isn't
not,
that
oh, it's
Elizabeth
that,
Banks?
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's good. And it's filled in Kamloops. That's pretty cool.
That's fucking awesome.
Is that it for space news?
No, I got more. We just kind of keep going on tangents.
That's what we do.
Astronomers have detected a new... Oh, you guys are going to love this. Super Earth.
Yeah! Fuck yeah.
New Super Earth.
Earth 2.
Yeah, Earth 2, shit, whatever you want to call it. Earth, the sequel.
Where Thomas Wayne is Batman?
Yeah. Thomas Wayne is Batman. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Super Earth, it's orbiting GJ536, a red dwarf star, just 32.7 light years away.
Just like, it's a short hop away.
Yeah, sure. It's not
actually,
that bad.
It actually really is pretty short as a time of space goes.
Yeah.
It's five Earth masses.
Holy so shit. Gravity would be insane.
Yeah. So fucking people.
So we would go Earth, there and just our legs would break.
Yeah.
Unless you're Super Saiyan.
turned into human pancakes.
I've been working on
maybe
it.
That's where
our Earth's mightiest warriors.
That's Planet Vegeta. That's Planet Vegeta. That's what that is.
Same.
That's what we should call it. Planet Vegeta.
That's on this sounds show, way better than Super
Earth 2.0 is now Planet Vegeta.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, Planet Vegeta.
That's how we'll be referring to it from now on.
Yeah.
what the fuck's going on?
What happened?
My computer's all my space news pages on my other computer are lagging. So I'm like, that might be it for space news.
That's fine.
Quick, make something up.
Did you hear about the Hubble 2? The Super Hubble?
You guys hear about the Super Hubble? I don't know if you guys heard about that one. It's
kind of like a fucking you know the Power Rangers things there?
What?
They all link together. What's the word? The Zords?
Yeah.
It's the Hubble 2.
Right? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Come on now.
All right. Now I want to talk about coincidence. What's that fucking thing called where that thing things happen? Oh, fucking botching this.
That things happen. Yeah,
things happen. Things happen. You know,
oh, it's like
glitches in the Matrix.
The Mandela effect?
Okay.
No, fuck. What's that called?
Deja vu?
Deja vu. Because that's kind of what just happened if you're listening. You're like, what? I thought they already talked about the Super Hubble.
Didn't they just say that?
Yeah, I don't know.
They changed something.
I don't know. This is fucking blowing my mind here. That's all I'm going to do for space news now because my fucking computer's all fucking jiggity janked.
It's dick.
I'll save some for... No, it's not. It's not going to fucking work. It's all going to be... It's going to be a bitch.
Okay, well, space news is fucked up, so space news over.
Done.
Yeah, it
so
sucks.
In other words, Mr. Conspiracy did a better job than you did, I think.
Yeah, I think he's probably...
He actually got out, a full thought, actually.
Yeah, so...
It's true.
Mr. Conspiracy 1, Braden
0.
Yeah. he does it once and he gets a...
he gets a point.
All right. I've done it, 27 times and it's not worth one? Worth 1 point?
It's not, probably.
No. He blew it.
Well, it is what it is.
If you say auroras every time, it doesn't count as new space news.
That's my cue, man.
Not anything new.
That's fucking great.
If we probably counted the times that you said auroras correctly the first time.
Auroras.
Zero.
Zero.
Oh, man, this is
whatever. Yeah, you fucked it.
I was like trying to save it, and it's like, I was like, no, it's just, I got to close it off.
It's all good. Just let it go.
Let it go.
Do we want to give some, are we going to talk about some things before we get into this? Or do you want to get right into this and then talk about things?
Let's get into it. This is Case File 29, Majestic, Majestic 12, and the Men in Black. I don't think we actually said it at the start because we were all fucking super mopey.
Yeah, we were kind of mopey.
It was a bad start. It was a bad start, but we're going to try and reel it back in here. So. Who's the Majestic 12? Let's start with that.
I have no idea.
Well, you know what? No, who's going to start it off? We're going to give a... Because a few months ago in the summer, actually, we went on the Something Something cast, me and Braden. And they've been really wanting to come on and theorize with us, but it never works out because of Skype. We already have enough problems having two people on, so having more just doesn't work. But what they did do is give us a quick... They're going to do a quick, they gave us a recording. It was 20 minutes long, but we're going to give you a little snippet right now, and then we're going to get into it.
I'm James Hatton.
I'm Podcast Rob.
And this is the Something Something Cast, guys.
Yep, and today we are hanging out virtually with the Alien Theorists Theorizing crew.
Hey, guys, how you been?
What's going on? Big shout out from us. Huge fans of the show. As I've mentioned before, I can't stop fangirling over you guys. Today, this has been a long time coming. They are doing a case file, from what we understand, on Majestic 12 and Men in Black. Since we can't be there on Skype with them in real time, we wanted to send them a little blurb on what we understand the origins of these two to be, and then a quick little assumption and theory from our end as to what is maybe really going on with them. And then they're going to jump off from that. And since they have all the facts, they can clearly tell us how wrong we are.
And, I mean, if you've ever listened to our show, that happens a lot. So we're okay then.
Yes. Yeah, we're used to that. That's fine.
So when Rob introduced me, he told me to go research the Majestic 12. What was great about that is I knew at least a smidge more than I thought, if only because... it's sort of one of those, now that it exists, it's in all of the any sort of alien media, if you go long enough, somebody mentions the Majestic 12. X-Files, very specifically, I was like, oh, those were the bad guys in Deus Ex, which is a really great video game.
Yes. There was actually a video game that stood on its own called Majestic 12, which was very like Space Invader-ish. But it was, you were protecting cows, and there were spaceships that were coming down and trying to tractor beam cows up for mutilation, and you had to save them, kind of thing.
Oh my! What system was that for?
What was that?
How long ago was that?
Oh, 18 years ago.
Okay, that sounds vaguely familiar.
Crazy, yeah. But from what I was able to find out, the kickoff point of the Majestic 12 is an FBI document that is from, it's kind of heavily redacted. It is from sometime in the 50s, I believe, 53, 55, somewhere around there.
But it didn't come to light till the 80s, am I correct?
Right, 88. FBI offices received a memo, anonymously, labeled Operation Majestic 12. And it is supposedly a briefing for newly elected President Eisenhower on a committee that had been created to gain information and observe and potentially cover up alien encounters in the United States.
Okay.
Again, riveting.
Oh, wow. Wow. This is...
Anyways, the Majestic 12, they gave you a little snippet. Now, who wants to expand on that?
Expand on their snippet, eh? All right. Well,
and the snippet you've heard so many times.
Where do I begin?
That we have meticulously, gone into very close detail about everything.
The cool, like, since I was looking in, the only thing I like about, like, I don't like the Majestic 12 very much.
Nah.
But what I do like about it is the way dates line up with other conspiracies. I will say that. Maybe we can get into that in a bit. I can kind of give a rundown, I think, but usually Dan has a better one.
I think Dan's got the facts.
Yeah. Dan knows all. It's hard.
Hashtag Dan knows.
Do work, Dan. Do work.
Let's see. The Majestic 12, from what I've gathered, I had to go back into it. I think we've mentioned them before. I thought we had. I swear to God, we had.
I think we might have touched on them, yeah.
Dan, Majestic 12 was...
They're warlocks, what? Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Level 12 warlocks.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Not to be fucked with.
With affinity for fire elementals, if you didn't know. Just in case. the Majestic 12 was a... what conspiracy theorists, they say that they gleaned that there is a group of people within a higher... tier of the government, and they say they got this information from a memo that was certain photographs of a memo that were obtained by a ufologist by anonymous means or something, and this memo from 1945 had a mention of or at least an acronym that referred to certain people in the government that had information, or they were tasked to deal with unidentified flying objects or entities encountered around events like Roswell and things like that.
So backtrack really quick. Were you just fucking around, or are these guys actually warlocks?
It remains to be seen.
Yeah, I'm missing it here.
I mean, they
pop, well, I mean, you had me at warlocks. I've read every single one of those fucking Harry Potter books. I'm on that shit. I know about them.
Fuck.
Oh, that's funny.
No, they're not warlocks.
Okay.
Pretty sure they're not.
Fucking next. I'm good. I'm ready to go on the Men in Black. These guys are bunk.
No, for sure. They're not warlocks.
Yeah.
Like, is this a first hand?
I do not know for sure. So they could be accomplished or novice warlocks. I'm not sure. I mean, you know, magic could play an important part in cover-ups, you know. It'd be useful.
It would be useful.
But yeah, there's a lot of stuff around the Majestic 12 that's nothing's really confirmed. There's been a lot of controversy about the veracity of the memos, like where the information came from, and some of the people who claim that they know about the Majestic 12, and who, if some people just like they put out information, and they were, some people claim that some of the ufologists that were claiming that the Majestic 12 is real were actually disinformation agents from the FBI,
right?
And stuff like that, put there to throw people off the trail or stuff like that. But Majestic 12, I mean, most of the UFO community is in agreement that it was a hoax.
Yeah, it's weird because it was allegedly uncovered because, man, what were these girls' names? It was Stanton T. Friedman and Bill Moore received a series of anonymous messages, pretty much, that led them, like, their messages with a picture of a document allegedly to President Truman exposing that this 12 members had they were the cover up of Roswell, New Mexico in 1947. But that didn't come out till a lot of these people on the list had died, and it wasn't until 1984 or something. So it's like 40, almost 40 years after Roswell that these people say, like, oh yeah, these people are they know. These guys know. The Majestic 12, they know.
And the idea that there's a small cabal of like high ranked, you know, government and military officials, you know, that are involved in cover ups in the government, it's not unusual. I mean, why wouldn't you have these things? My thing is always like, why would you tell the president about some of this stuff when the president's only in there for 4 years and you have military, Air Force, you know, generals and things like that that are there for 20, 25 years?
Yeah. You know, yeah. It's like we did our Roswell case file, and none of us were super thrilled on Roswell itself, just by the lack of information. And there's just been so much like fabricated stories over the years that have like, built up this huge myth about it. But I don't know.
I mean, there's stuff. I mean, some people would link the Majestic 12 like that, whoever's in it. This shadowy government, you know, organization that they might have orchestrated the death of Secretary of Defense James Forrestal. Somebody said they had a document that said that they regretted that the death of Secretary of Defense James Forrestal was tragic but necessary. There's somebody said they had a picture of a document that's mentioned that. And I was like, that's nuts. Because I don't know if we talked about James Forrestal before, but he was, he was around during Operation High Jump. He was involved in a lot of stuff. I mean, he was around during Roswell, and he had actually been asked to resign by Truman.
Right.
And then so, because a lot of public people were saying he was kind of towards the later part of his career as Secretary of Defense, like he was going into a lot of experiencing a lot of bouts of depression. Some people say paranoia. Like he was just kind of going downhill. And so Truman had asked him to resign, and you know, just a lot of stuff happened. He ended up getting admitted to a military hospital in Bethesda, Maryland, where after a couple of days, he was actually found. He had what looked like in suicide. He had jumped from a 16-story window onto the roof below at the sixth floor or third floor.
Yeah, that's fucking mind-boggling.
All the details were classified, and convenient. Nobody's really like
always 100%. Fucking classified.
It's always very convenient to have everything locked
redacted.
Up.
Redacted.
Yeah, exactly.
Redacted.
I watched a couple documentaries on it, and then like they'd really zoom in on all the lettering on these so-called documents, and they'd put a level line across, and some of the lines like don't even add up. So they're like, what it looks like to be is a fucking really well done little copy paste job, like cut and copy job.
Right.
But then there's also mistakes with civilian documents go July 8th, the year. And then, or no, sorry, 8th July, comma, then the year. And military documents will say the month, the date, no comma, and then the year. And this document had like a hybrid of the two. So they're like, where would this have come from? Like, that's not the proper heading in that time and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff to point that it is a big hoax, a really well done and elaborate hoax.
But a hoax nonetheless.
Nonetheless, I would say.
I mean, I don't know how hard it would be to just get the type of typewriter that they use for those kind of military memos and just type. And it wasn't even the official memos that the guys got. They got the photos, right? So how could you just type it up on an old typewriter?
Yeah, you didn't have an actual ink signature. You didn't have any. You had just a photograph of a. Well, it was a hoax, maybe. Well, it probably was a hoax, not a well-done hoax. You just had a picture of, and you had a picture of a picture, pretty much, is what you had. If someone actually edited that together, they probably had to take a picture of it, put it on film, send it to these people who are big ufologists, and then just kind of snowballed from there. That's kind of the avenue.
Yeah,
that's how I feel
like. Yeah.
I don't know.
When you want to believe, when these people are looking for something. And you get something like this. I mean,
yeah, if your whole life's been spent like studying UFOs and like the UFO phenomenon, and then you just miraculously get this letter with these images, yeah, you're gonna hold on to those probably pretty hard.
Yeah. Now, the one good thing I liked about this Majestic 12 is the dates line up very nicely. And now, Pete, you could argue that the dates line up nicely because all this stuff was found out in 1988, so whoever did the hoax was trying to line it up with dates. But it lines up with dates that I don't think that they would have even thought of. Like, going back, when I was reading all this stuff, like, we had Operation High Jump end February 1947, right? And in a previous podcast, we theorized that, like, oh, maybe the states did get some sort of flying alien technology during High Jump. And they were test flying it, and they crashed it in Roswell in July 1947. But in June 1947 is the first ever case of the first ever report of Men in Black.
Yeah,
that's true.
So Harold Dahl in 1947, he saw flying lights in Puget Sound, Washington.
Yeah,
and he reported them, six donut-shaped objects in the sky, and one fell apart in the air, and part of the debris killed his dog and injured his son.
I've heard that one.
And
it just fell apart in the air? Did it, like, how? Like, did it crash or did it hit something?
Something shot it down.
Ooh.
Men in Black.
And he took photographs of the dog. They took photos of the debris. And then he was visited by a man in black who told him to never speak of it again. And he hasn't. And then later on, he came out and said, no, I was just lying. I lied about the whole thing. But this is his account is a month before the Roswell incident kicks off the whole UFO phenomenon, right?
Right. Yes. So yeah, the times, they kind of like, they do overlap nicely.
Well, it's like, Had the Maori Island incident happened in August, I would have said 100% you could chalk that up as a hoax. But this is a hoax of UFOs before the actual, like, the main UFO thing that sparked the nation. You know what I mean? And it's not like we had networking like we do now, right? So it's, to me, when I read that one, I was like, oh, that's a interesting timeline of events. And then when you get into the Majestic 12 and find out that they're formed early on in 1947, it lines up with our theory that they came back from Operation High Jump with this. Oh, what the fuck is that? Is that me?
What?
What's going on? There's some music playing in my fucking headphones.
Yeah, I can hear that too. Yeah, some type of fucking ad open or something.
Yeah, a fucking ad opened on my fucking thing. I was reading.
You're just on a fucking roll, eh?
Yeah, I'm just fucking blowing it. Ugh. But, so they get back from Operation High Jump, right? The president looks and goes, oh, well, we got fucking aliens. He's like, I better phone a fucking committee of warlocks.
Better phone him.
Better phone him out.
Yeah. Is that how you phone him. A warlock? You phone
him? Yeah, get our warlocks on it. With our summoning circle.
We got our, yeah, get our summoning circle of 12 majestic warlocks. And then, and that, like, when you start getting into that, all this one, it's really interesting because with the Roswell case, it got out. They made the fucking military made the first press release saying we have saucer. We got a saucer, right? And I think they were doing this test pilot. The military
didn't say they had the local newspaper said they had flying saucer.
No, the fucking first thing was from the military base made a press release saying that they'd got a saucer. And then later when they were going and they had the press conference, they said the box of parts and debris that they found was swapped, and the colonel who said they got a saucer was left to hang out to dry because now all he had was weather balloon stuff. And they were like, oh, well, how didn't you know it was a weather balloon? Were you like, you've never seen one before? You use them all the time.
So yeah. I don't know. Because when we did our Roswell case, I think we fucking came up with something different than that. But either way, the dates, they do fucking, there's something there, but it's just, it's really thin, right? Like, it's just like really thin, like the information behind the whole thing.
Line up basically to go on a big stretch is what it is.
Yeah. You can string it together. If someone would have come out like a whistleblower and said this instead of like some leaked photographs and some in the mail, it has more, but like just because these people just got a picture of a letter in the mail, like over a series of time. So, but yeah. I hear what you're saying. Like the dates. Yeah. Like I can see how people made connections. And I can see how you kind of string the events together, but I don't know.
Now you guys have got me now because we talked about warlocks. I have this whole idea in my head that I'm like, okay, so we put together this Majestic 12 warlocks because we found out that Nazis had alien technology and the high tech, the technology was so advanced that we had no possible way to, no clear way to combat it. So how do you fight high technology? Oh, with magic.
Because fucking warlocks. Humans have
been doing magic forever, ever.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's what I'm thinking now.
I think that's the truth right there. Majestic 12 or warlocks. But anyway, so that kicks us into the next part. Stories of the Men in Black.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to rap it.
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
I could.
Was
excited. Do you want me?
Did you practice it?
You practice?
I listened to it a couple times.
Okay.
I'd probably go for it.
Okay, go for it.
Good guys dressed in black. Remember that. Just in case we ever face-to-face make contact. The title Hell by Me, MIB, means what you think you saw you did not see. So don't blink, be what was there is now gone. The black suits with the black ray bands on. Walk in shadow, move in silence. Guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list. We straight don't exist. No names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back. Cause you never quite know where the MIBs is at.
Here come the man in black.
That was good. That was killed it. That was your best ever.
Yeah, I listened to it. I felt bad last time, so I was like, you know what? I better just put that song on repeat on my iPod for a while.
HB spitting fire on the mic.
Yeah.
I wasn't gonna steal your moment.
That
was awesome.
You can do better.
You fucking killed it.
You can do better.
No, he killed it.
You want to fucking battle?
that's not it.
That's my new karaoke song from here on out. Is so Men in Black. What are Men in Black?
We're going to do a quick, something Cass is going to give us a quick summary. Then we're going to keep going.
Okay. Perfect. The last one was riveting.
The earliest instance of Men in Black I found was from an author named, Gray Barker, who basically wrote a book in 1956 called They Knew Too Much About Flying Saucers. Which basically kind of created the first instance of shadowy government people showing up almost instantaneously after a UFO crash or after alien intervention, with them going, nobody's supposed to talk about this and we were never here kind of stuff. And then he went on and wrote a number of books, Flying Saucers and the Three Men, MIB, The Secret Terror Among Us. But like his wife and all of his friends were like, he didn't believe any of that stuff. He just wrote it for the money.
Right.
It's like Dianetics, you know? No, he didn't believe that. He people threw money at him for it. So, yes, that's what he was going to write.
Yeah, there's, I mean, take somebody, completely on an aside, take somebody like Piers Anthony, the guy who wrote Xanth. He doesn't even like the Xanth books.
Right.
The checks keep clearing.
Yes. So yeah. But I mean, there's plenty of instances of people saying that they were, you know, approached by, you know, guys in black suits driving black vehicles.
Wow. Talk about blowing the lid.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah. Mind-boggling. What else can you say?
So just so we don't sound like assholes, we're not actually listening to them. They're going to be put on later. So I think only Ryan's listened to them.
Yeah, I've actually not really even listened to it. So I don't know what they've really said. So it's probably good. It's a good podcast.
So the Men in Black. Hold on. I just want to go. According to Mr. Conspiracy, the Men in Black are white, paleless men with no hair, no eyebrows or eyelashes, with red lipstick. You have magic coins.
That's fucking bang on, though.
That's pretty much right.
This is insane.
Did you, what? Dan, did you not hear the one where Scotty was telling his fucking MIB story?
Oh my God, no. Okay. No, maybe I did.
I'll sum it up for you. It was fucking hilarious. Well, yeah, he did an account of the one where...
The Hopkins story.
The Hopkins story, but it was fucking... He did it pretty well, but the guy goes and brings the magic coin, but instead of, like, if you read the file, the guy's like, oh, he made the coin levitate and then it changed colors. But Scotty went, he then had a coin and showed him a coin and made him watch and made the coin disappear.
Boom, magic.
Magic.
Oh, fuck, it all makes sense now.
Majestic Club, Warlocks.
Fucking Warlocks.
So, but funny enough, most are described as black, wearing black suits, expressionless, cold, and sinister. So, you know,
I've read, they're pale, they're hairless, they got piercing blue eyes, they're usually wearing clothes that are a little bit too big for them and a little bit out of date.
I think the reports,
I have some reports that vary on the skin color, like some people say they have darker complexion. I don't know about the blonde hair, but I think it just varies. But you know, most of the things they have in common, yeah, they wear dark suits. They drive cars. Sometimes the cars seem to appear out of nowhere.
Cadillacs or, and Lincolns.
Cadillacs and Lincolns. The color of the eyes varies. Some people have said just regular. Nobody mentioned the eyes, blue eyes. Some people said completely black eyes.
Did you say black eyes or black guys?
No. Like black guys?
Black eyes.
Oh, like black
your
eyes.
Optical receptor, oh, okay. Like your optical receptors.
They said black guys. tons and tons of reports of Men in Black. Yeah. Well, he was, you know, there's everyone's trying to like diversify these days. So you got it. You can't have just all the pale white guys being Men in Black anymore.
Well, I'm losing my hair. Maybe I can be one.
Maybe you should.
Arab MIB.
I'm halfway there.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
I got the pale white skin and blue eyes.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe you already are.
I have a loose fitting suit. All I need is a hat and some Ray-Bans.
It's a red lipstick.
I could probably swing some of that out of there.
Can you make a coin disappear yet?
I've been working on it.
Oh, man.
Okay, I went through. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you go. You go ahead.
You go ahead.
What are you? Oh, we're just talking about the reports of what they are. I mean, there's a lot of them, a lot of reports of people being menaced or threatened by these Men in Black. And it's always after they've seen something, whether it's a...
I find this funny because, you know what I mean? Like every single one of these people that are reporting this, they've had this, they've witnessed this UFO. They've had these Men in Black menacing dudes show up at their door, threaten them. And then they still say the fucking story, and these fucking Men in Black, they're a bunch of busters. They don't do anything. They're all talk.
If they're real Men in Black, they show up at your door with a flashy thing.
Fucking
fucking neuralizer, and you never remember.
Exactly.
They don't let you remember.
Or they'd be straight killing motherfuckers.
Don't let you remember. I 100% think there's a government agency with some sort of level that we don't even know the name of that does these things. Now, are they the Men in Black? If they wear black suits, I guess you could say that if they're men as well. But I don't know, like, if it's just for UFO and weird sightings, but
yeah,
I think there is definitely a group of spies and stuff. Right?
That it could be that. Some people claim that they could be government, or usually they claim they're from the government. They claim they're from the Air Force or from the Army, or they have some sort of what's the word? They're collaborating with the Air Force or something. They have some sort of government connection. And then, but you know, there's some people that say that they don't. Some people say they look absolutely human, and there's people who say, yeah, they look really. They look strange, and sometimes there's the way they speak is a little bit different. I mean, there's a couple of reports where the Men in Black, their speech pattern is very strange. It's not normal. It sounds like somebody trying to talk like they memorize something, or they're listening for something, and then they speak.
Yeah, you hear the reports of, like, they sound like they're running out of batteries.
Yeah.
And, like, their robot voice gets really slow.
Or they're talking.
Must turn around and leave the house.
And they're talking in, like, the 50s lingo.
Yeah.
Calling people daddy-o, yeah. Cat.
But, like, okay, let's say the Men in Black, if they're government agents, that doesn't make sense. Because why would a highly trained government agent all of a sudden start losing their voice? And
there's tons of shit don't make sense. So there's these hairless weirdos that they're sending to people's doors. If they're a government agency, why wouldn't they be sending people that could fit in easily? They're not going to send some fucking albino weirdo with no hair and lipstick on. They're sending fucking transvestites to people's doors.
You're going
to
remember.
No. You know what I mean? That's not what's
happening. You're not. Yeah, you're if you're going to, if it's a secret agency, you're going to try and be secret.
Well, exactly.
You're not going to, you're not going to send in this fucking.
Well, I got an idea. Let's put them in lipstick, because that's not going to be weird.
Pretty much what I'm getting from the description of the Men in Black is fucking Voldemort from Harry Potter.
Exactly.
That's what I'm actually.
You know what, though, which is weird, though, is that fucking, like, okay, let's say there's a couple differentials, like some of them thought they were, you know, brown, some thought they were white, whatever, some of them thought they had hair, but the description, you know what I mean, of each one of them, kind of like, they're so similar, you know, and like, this is backdated, back way before social media, internet and shit like that, you know what I mean? So that's the one thing that stands out to me.
Yeah, I was gonna say that same thing. It's not like these people, it's not like these stories would have been readily available to these other people who have also experienced the same kind of thing.
Yeah, but for me, there's really no footage of the Men in Black other than that one hotel in Niagara Falls.
Fucking right, it's Canada.
And what was the story behind it? Someone seen you. You got it?
So basically what happened was they came into this lobby of a hotel asking for a certain employee. Because
had that employee seen something?
That employee was reported to have seen a UFO a couple days before that. And right. They were asking about him. He didn't show up for work that day. And then they were grilling him about a couple other things. Then that was about it. But there's another one that in Maryland too, where they caught them coming into a hotel. So
just on the surveillance camera, the same thing.
Yeah. But they're all dressed the fucking, like,
yeah.
If it's a hoax, good on them. Cause they played the fucking parts. They're all dressed like weirdos.
But, like, I never, like, was there, like, an official report of actually that happening in the hotel, or just the, I just seen
the security cam video.
Yeah, but the people, when they walk in, they just look like men in suits.
That's the thing. It's like,
they don't look, like, abnormally tall. You can't really see if they don't have eyebrows.
Well, some of them say they're tall, and some of them say they're short. Like, from what I've read, most of them are short, and the odd one's tall. And they wear, like, platformed shoes and shit like that.
No, I'm picturing a couple alien grays on each other's shoulders in a fucking trench or in a fucking black suit with some big platform shoes.
Well, if any, like, that's what makes the most sense to me, is that I don't think they're government. I think they would be aliens.
Well, here's the thing. If they're in Canada,
that's where the most sightings are.
Right? Fuck you, United States. The Men in Black are Canadian.
Suck it.
Oh my God. What if Ron Paul runs the fucking MIB?
Oh, the head executive director of the MIB.
No, but then they would be wearing denim suits.
Yeah,
no, that's true.
And they sure as fuck wouldn't be wearing lipstick.
You wouldn't have to change the acronym. I mean, they'd still be Men in Blue, so you wouldn't have to change the acronym. But
yeah,
you just.
Oh, no, you just speaking of people in all denim, people have been sending in pictures and videos of Ron Bond sightings, and it's pretty funny.
I saw some of them yelled in a department store. They're like, is that him? Is that Ron Pond? And they're like, Ron Pond!
The guy turns around
with his big beard. I think that guy's a little too young to be Ron Pond.
Yeah, well, but. Yeah. It's Ron Pond from a different timeline, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
From Earth 2.
Earth 2, yeah. Planet Vegeta.
Vegeta, yeah.
Planet Vegeta. But the fucking guys in Niagara Falls, so what was the story? They were going to check on a girl who wasn't at work?
No, they went. There was a guy there that had reportedly seen a UFO, and they came in there to ask about him.
See, this is another beef with this one.
The Canadian CIA going in there going, oh, I saw a UFO, eh? You okay?
Got any fucking PTSD from that, eh, buddy?
if it's the Men in Black and they know you've seen a UFO and they want you to keep it silent, why are they going in public into your work? Why don't they just go to your house? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, hey, is so-and-so here? No? Okay. You know, and then they leave? Like, what the?
It's pretty Canadian, though, to, like, threaten people and not do anything about it. And, like, yep. To intimidate them, they make a fucking coin disappear. You know? Like, that'll fucking get them. Hey. You let that fucking guy know.
Hey, you don't know what you're talking about, eh? Yeah. You don't say anything to nobody, okay? Please, don't do it.
Please.
Just don't. Don't make us come back, okay? Okay.
And they're like, okay. They tell their story and then they just never come back.
Glad we settled this. Okay, have a good day.
Make you like this coin disappeared, eh?
There's one guy that reports. I'm trying to remember. I don't know if it's Hopkins or not, but one guy reports that they actually sent him fucking mail.
The Men in Black sent him mail?
I mean, you know, you can imagine like the fucking season's greetings. Forget what you saw. You know, like, fuck. Oh, it's fucking great.
You didn't see anything. Have a Merry Christmas. The best to you and yours.
Yeah. What you thought you saw, you did not see.
If you still want to have a family holidays. By Christmas time, don't say anything.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of internet reports and like internet stories of kind of like the same type of scenario, but you only ever see it on security cam from a hotel.
Well, it looks like footage from the fucking Blues Brothers.
Yeah, like it doesn't look... Like, it doesn't really grab me. Like, hey, I'm fully on board that there may be a shadow government organization that knows about UFOs and they deal with them. And yes, maybe this Men in Black stories are just disinformation on their part to be like, no, it's so bogus that everyone's like, oh, that's fucking bogus. But really, they're like, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, but is that really that shocking to people that there's a government agency that's on top of that shit? Like, that just makes sense to me.
No, well, there's government agencies that investigate UFOs, not necessarily that they're not going to your door and trying to shut you up about them.
Yeah, but fucking go ahead. Say all you fucking want.
But yeah, like, exactly. That's my other thing. It's like, why would you go and be like, don't fucking say anything? Because then they're going to be like, oi, this guy told me not to say anything.
Yeah, it must be like, oh, yeah, it must be real. They would never say anything. Like, if it was a real secret government organization trying to keep under wraps, they would discredit anyone who's seen anything. By some disinformation.
Kill him.
But see, this makes so much sense, though, because only a Canadian agency would be so dumb to be sending people letters and telling people, hey, just don't talk about it, eh?
Please don't talk about
please.
It.
We will send you a very strongly worded letter.
Stern.
Stern.
Fuck.
Well,
you will feel very bad. Here's a Tim's card. Thank you.
That would buy my silence. Yeah. Sweet. I think it makes more sense to be, or, you know, at least present a threatening appearance and more make threats and things like that to actually kill someone. Because, I mean, if you kill someone, there's a lot more paperwork to that. There's a lot more paper trail, death certificates, cause of death, stuff that you have to actually back up. And, I mean, you can try to make it look like an accident, but if they've already made these claims and people know about them and they die, it's just a lot more – it lends a little bit of truth to what they were saying. Like, oh, they said something and somebody's going to go back over it.
Well, and I guess –
instead, you could just make these – you could send these crazy weirdos to their house and then people would be like, well, you're – you know, that person. You're making claims that these bald lipstick-wearing weirdos came to my house. Ah, that sounds a lot more crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, on the lipstick part, okay, let's say that they're not humans. Maybe these, because there's a lot of claims that the Men in Black are actually alien or extraterrestrials.
Right.
Why, if you're trying to, I can't get this. If you're an alien and you're observing Earth and then someone sees your craft, you now somehow, for some reason, go down to Earth in this costume, put on red lipstick. Go to someone's house, make a coin disappear to try and make them think that you never see anything.
It's risky.
It's just like, it just, I don't know if it just doesn't pull me. It doesn't pull me that way, but hey, maybe aliens have a different way of thinking, different logic, and that they're like, oh yeah, this is very secretive. Like, we can do this.
Yeah, well, maybe they're just really fucking terrified of making shit disappear.
They can.
Man,
they can traverse the vast distance of space, or like blend dimensions to get here, or however. But they can't really do a great disguise to come to your door.
No, like, no.
Like, we wasted the budget on all the letters.
Yeah,
but, right, fucking Canada Post. First.
Fucking Canada Post.
They dinged us good. Yeah, okay, but here's the only other here's one that I forgot I had read earlier, and I didn't think much of it. But now that we're talking about them being Canadian, one of the encounters happened to fucking Dan Aykroyd, who's Canadian.
Yeah, well, yeah, Dan Aykroyd had the encounter, alleged encounter, where he was at a UFO convention or something like that, and he noticed like two guys dressed in black on the street corner looking at him, and then when he kind of got onto him, he looked back and they were gone.
What year was this?
But this was in 2002.
Oh, fuck.
And he was he had sold a series to Sci-Fi called Out There.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah.
That when he was going to break serious ground on UFOs, crop circles, and conspiracies. Essentially a TV version of Alien Theorist Theorizing.
Right.
And on a break for an interview about the show is when he went out and he saw the car and he saw the men in black sitting outside, and they were looking at him, and he was uncomfortable and he looked away and looked back and the car was gone. Two hours after the car disappeared, Dan was given news from the producers that they were told not to continue taping the show and it was canceled and none of it would ever air.
That's pretty crazy, actually.
Like a series that he'd sold, and he's like, I guess he's a pretty like prominent guy, like in the UFO, like he really is into this kind of stuff.
Yeah, he's like a full-on ufologist, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, it's weird that would happen to him. And like, I don't think he's a Canadian. I don't think he would lie about having a show and it was being polite. Canceled. So
yeah, like
I wonder if he got a letter though.
Yeah. He got
fucking chainmail.
It just that's like still for that, like say there's an organization that can control what you put out onto the media. Is them just like showing up and disappearing in their way of like a little bit of intimidation? Like they could have just done that without showing up. You know what I mean?
But maybe they weren't intimidating him. Maybe there's a story behind this that we don't know. Like maybe one of the producers was who they were targeting.
Maybe.
Right? Because maybe they wouldn't want to really have any contact with him because they know what a prominent, like, what if, you know, conspiracy theorist he is. So they're like, hey, they like, don't talk to Dan Aykroyd. We're going to go after the producers and stuff.
Well, it's smart. They know he's a Ghostbuster. They don't want nothing to fucking do with him.
Yeah. He's legit.
Yeah. Like, they don't want proton packs. No thanks.
Crush streams. Crush streams.
So that one was, I thought was interesting. And now that it's turning into a very Canadian. Conspiracy.
Well, like there's stuff there, and that's why it's such a prominent conspiracy, because there is some stuff that pulls you. But for me, like, I fully believe in a UFO phenomenon. Are we being visited? Maybe. I hope so. I want to find out. Is it government craft? Very possible. Some technology not released. But for like, I don't know, the Men in Black, the Majestic 12. Maybe they have it, and all this is disinformation to make people like us be like, it's just so like obviously fake that it must be fake. But at the same time, maybe that's just disinformation to keep us off the trail.
Well, I have no doubt that there's maybe some of these ones are there's government agents or something, maybe tapping them or following them. But I don't know if it's really the Men in Black on how everyone thinks it is, though.
Yeah, like, yeah, I see that too. Like, holy fuck.
Ugh. Sorry, man. Sorry.
Gross.
Ugh.
Had a cast there.
Threw up there.
No, I just coughed.
I just lost my train of thought when he did that because it was so violent.
Fucking
and disgusting.
Ruined everything again.
Sorry.
Mr. Conspiracy 2.
So I'm bummed that we're not, like, I was all excited to talk about Edgar and Agent J and K and fuck.
Yeah, it turns out
I really wanted to fucking quote, wait, we're not hosting an intergalactic kegger. I wanted to quote that so bad.
You just did.
I know.
Do it again.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger.
That's good. That's pretty good Zed. You got a good right? Zed going on.
That's good.
Rip Torn. He's one of my favorite actors. Rip Torn,
yeah.
That's funny.
I would take the Men in Black to be, yeah, I agree with Brandon that there's some sort of government involvement that probably about like 80%, like 70% are actual probably guys from government, CIA, NSA, stuff like that, that went to actually investigate claims. Because I'm pretty sure the government has to investigate these things. I mean, it was 1960s and 70s is when you see most of these reports. It's the height of the Cold War. I mean, they're trying to investigate all this stuff. I mean, especially in Canada, I mean, NORAD and all right. that stuff. I mean, you have to investigate all these things. It could be Russian planes, could be Russian missiles and test firing, whatever. So you would have to send somebody up there, and then either, I mean, why wouldn't they just tell people like, hey, we're going to kill you, but they're not really going to kill them.
No, we're going to make them disappear.
Like, they just wanted to keep them quiet for a couple of years.
It's going
to
make a coin disappear.
Yeah.
Wearing red lipstick.
I don't know.
That's part of their training. They learn sleight of hand. Like, that's part of
the, yeah, they're warlocks. Come on.
Part of the special government warlocks. Yeah, they can do
worse than that. But hey, when you guys were reading up on this, did anybody else like keep getting linked to the fucking Mothman? Because I went down the fucking rabbit hole, man.
With the Mothman.
Have you ever heard of the Mothman?
Well, yeah,
before?
We've talked about doing a case file on the Mothman.
Oh, it's fucked. It's fucked. I'm not going to sleep tonight just because I read about that shit.
Yeah, the Mothman.
What's the connection with the MIB and the Mothman?
I don't know why it kept linking me to it, but it did. So I would search Men in Black, and I'd listen to a few Men in Black podcasts, and they kept talking about Mothman, but I couldn't find the fucking correlation.
Right.
It's pissing me off.
I think there are reports of like Men in Black in with Mothman.
And like that Pleasant Point.
Yeah. Like there are people going around like, go talk about this, and you know, I don't know.
It's fucking crazy.
Okay, this is a weird one. I have like, you know how you have memories from when you're like a little kid, and it'll just be like a short, brief, like maybe 20 seconds of like a really vivid memory.
Yep.
So I have one that I distinctively remember. When I was living in Peachland. It was Halloween, and we'd just come in. So Scotty would have been like just born or coming up to one.
You say zero.
I almost say
he was 0.5.
He was, well, Mr. Conspiracy was born negative somehow. So
yeah,
it's been taking a while to get up there.
Let me tell you, Mr. Conspiracy was born really early. So that explains a lot. So, but anyways, we'd come in and then there was a side. We lived on this like one road that had it was really steep down. Ryan, you've been to that house. It had that really steep road.
What road is this?
It's called Smith Way.
For all our listeners, all our listeners in Peachland.
Yeah.
Town
Smith
of
Way.
2,000 people.
Now, I remember going to the window. I was probably 4 or 5, and I went to the window that looks down that road. And I was watching because it was late, too late for me to be out anymore, but there were still some older trick-or-treaters going down the road. And I remember watching them come up, and then I remember seeing something land on the light post at the bottom of that fucking hill that was humongous.
Fucking huge. Mothman?
And I remember running to my mom and being like, come look. And then when I went back, it was gone. But every time I've ever seen the Mothman thing, I always, that memory always pops to the forefront of my mind. And I think, oh, weird. I wonder if that's what I saw. I wonder if it was a Mothman.
Or an owl.
Yeah, I was 5. So
yeah, I like a great horned owl would have looked fucking huge to you.
They still look huge.
About, yeah, they got like a fucking Owlman? 8-foot wingspan.
Owlman.
Yeah,
could be Owlman.
Watchman.
There's Owlman.
Night owl.
But, yeah, the Mothman's weird. That's a good one. We should do a full podcast of the Mothman.
Yeah, because there's so much more in that, like the Mothman prophecies.
There's so much weird
like
stuff around that one.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit.
Well, like, did you see? I don't. Obviously, we're not getting into it, but like. There's all those fucking conspiracies about he's been spotted at all like the like huge disasters. Like he was spotted at 9/11. Yep. He's been spotted at fucking Chernobyl.
The Mothman.
Yeah, man. It's fucking cool.
He's like the harbinger of death.
Chernobyl?
Yeah. Chernobyl. Yeah, he was seen at Chernobyl, man.
Huh. That's crazy.
That's right? Crazy.
Let's right. Put that he's probably one. That's probably where he got turned into fucking Mothman was at Chernobyl.
People have been asking for the Mothman.
Let's give him some Mothman.
Multiple times.
Some of that fucking Mothman up in your mouth.
I didn't even know what to say to that. Anyways, any more thoughts on the Majestic 12 or the MIB?
I was going to touch on the fact that, like Dan was saying, like if I were to come out right now and go to the newspaper and shit and be like, I fucking saw a UFO, it crashed, I got some of the fucking metal in my pocket, I'm going to hold it in my pocket forever. And it, I went to the news and shit with that.
Here's my address. Fucking.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I think some sort of government agency would come to investigate.
No, they wouldn't.
You don't think so? Like,
yeah, the government agency is not reading fucking Castnet, bud. They don't care.
You need to make some serious news.
I mean, that's basically what Mulder and Scully were from the X-Files. They were like the Men in Black. Yeah, like, they get all the weird reports.
Maybe in 1947.
And the FBI has to investigate it. They have to go send somebody.
No, you know. Maybe back in fucking 1947, but not now. People are gonna be like, "No, there's so many fuckheads out here."
Hear what I say. What I say to that?
Snorting fentanyl and
we have acid. We have this podcast and we talk about all this shit. And if there was really that tethered AI that we talk about, like listening to everything, and we're saying something that they don't want us to say about UFOs, aliens, and all these conspiracies, I feel like we would have got something by now. If that was like, if they're really so hardly investigating these type of fucking claims, like us talking about it, other than our weird interference on online, that's like, oh, that's pretty much all we get. But the podcast still goes
live. I don't think they care about the theorizing, but if it's like, if we had actually seen something,
or
you
we
know,
had proof
with the, yeah, or we had like evidence, physical evidence of something weird, maybe somebody would show up eventually.
Yeah,
or,
no, like, yeah, if some, if we know. Actually, yeah, if you said you had actually a piece of something. Maybe.
I don't know. How many fucking...
How many people have tried that,
exactly.
though, right?
Like,
so many fucking hoaxers probably like, oh, I got a piece of alien craft. And then it happened like two or three times. They're like, no, you don't. I mean...
Not a fucking chance.
Now, if you do...
Well, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. It would have to correlate with a fucking sighting or something,
like,
right?
Like a mass sighting or something. Yeah.
If the conspiracy goes that they know there's aliens, if you're just some bullshitter and you're like, oh, fucking one crashed by my house, they'd be like, nah, didn't we know where they are? But if you had one that was kind of like, if you were like, I saw a UFO and something fell off it. It didn't crash. Something fell off it. And I have it. It's, I don't know what it is. But it fell from the sky after I saw this fucking thing. I think then you might.
Fucking do it. I bet you $1,000 nothing's going
to
happen.
Well, here's the thing.
But you have to be so convincing. You couldn't just fucking hoax it. I don't think you'd have to actually witness.
Okay, let's.
I think there'd have to be collaboration. There'd have to be like a bunch of people saw
it. Yeah, like mass.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Then if there's ever one in Fort St. John, which does happen quite a bit on the Alaskan Highway, maybe I'll try. I'll see what I can do. Nah, I won't do that because I'm too high up in the Secret Service.
You're the fucking law up there, bud. You can't be doing that kind of shit.
No, I'm Man in Black up here. I'm the Man in Black in Fort St. John.
Yeah, this is why he's pumping so much disinformation into this podcast, is because he's fucking
You're an agent of disinformation.
He fucking works for him.
Yeah.
He's Agent
B for
real.
Fucking up the podcast. I see what's going on.
Yeah, trying to tank it.
We won't even get to remember this podcast after we do.
He's going to neuralize us.
What are we talking about?
What happened? Know. Where am I?
What you think you heard, you did not hear. that's all I got on the MIB, really. That's all I could really think of.
In other news, I'm completely getting rid of my fucking smartphone. I'm just gone. I'm going back to a flip phone.
Going back?
Oh, but I watched Black Mirror and it just fucked me up.
I haven't watched Black Mirror.
Dude,
I watched Black Mirror.
Same one.
I'm
it was fucked.
Fucking done. I just don't want it. I don't want Facebook. I don't want anything. I'm going to start sending fucking smoke signals because I'm so done.
Back to Morse code.
Yeah.
Messenger pigeons.
Oh, me too, man. Like, I've never felt so uncomfortable and entertained in my life.
I haven't watched it. Give a quick summary. Without spoiling.
No, I'm not going to. You have to watch it.
Oh, you gotta watch
it. I can't give you.
What's it about?
It's gonna make you feel super entertained and super uncomfortable. It's like watching good porn.
It's exactly where the world's going towards.
Yeah, and it's horrible, dude. It's fucking
horrifying.
Is it a documentary? It's a series of short episodes,
but they're not really correlated with each other.
It's on Netflix. Yeah,
it's gonna fuck your mind.
Oh, it's on Netflix. Oh, okay, that's probably good. I didn't know where it was. I heard about it, but I don't
seriously, you're gonna like. I did not use my phone that until after it was done. I was like, nah, I'm done.
No, I like threw mine aside. I don't even want to fucking look at this thing.
I'm a fucking loser. I hate this.
You know what though? You know what? I'd give you 5 stars.
Aw, bud. Thanks. giving everybody around here 5 stars.
I give you 5 stars. All you guys getting 5 stars from me.
Fucking right.
I don't know what this means, but
I don't think any of us would have high star ranking.
Oh, no.
We'd all be the dusters.
We'd be all 1.8s fucking walking around town like lepers.
Fucking right.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You got to watch it.
I don't know what's happening.
When you guys watch it, it's season 2, episode, the only episode on Netflix.
That's season 3 that you watched.
How many episodes of the season?
Hey, Renner, that fucked me up too. That's season 3.
No, that's season 2.
No, that's season 3. You got to go back to watch season 2. Season 2 only has one episode.
Yeah,
and it's with John Hamm. No, it's the John Hamm one. It's the Christmas one.
Oh, that's right. No, yeah. Season 3, the first episode. You're right.
Yeah.
That one, yeah. Oh,
okay,
fuck.
Well, we haven't watched it, so we'll watch it.
One of our listeners told me to watch it, and I did, and it's fucking, it's good. It's good. Oh,
so
it.
It's good,
fucked up.
But so bad at the same time.
Yeah.
Makes you feel, man, like a fucking piece of shit.
What other news do we got? Oh, I'd like to give a shout out to this guy on Twitter. What's his name? Ryan Evans.
Oh, he just fucking bombed us.
Yeah, for using a computer for the first time ever.
He did?
Awesome. Well, that's what it seemed like then. He sent us like 40 messages all in a row.
He didn't know what private message was. Yeah. Still champion, though. Thanks.
Good on you, though.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Okay, something I didn't do last week that I said I was going to do is Zell's Prolapser of the Week.
Fucking right.
Da-da-da. For the first time, we have Lindsay Lucas. She has bought a t-shirt, and she's... She went on a road trip across the states. I'm not sure from where to where, but she stopped in Roswell and Area 51. And she took some pictures
with our
t-shirt on.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's fucking unreal.
How do I see these?
Epic.
It's on Facebook.
She should be prolapser of the month.
If you don't have us on Facebook, add us on Facebook, Alien Theorists.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. So,
man, she's just got a... You know what? You're a huge rosebud.
A huge rosebud?
Huge pink sock, extra large.
Like the sled. Oh.
Yeah, anyways, yeah. Blue knot, I like better.
Yeah. So, did you say blue knot?
Yeah, blue knot. That's way better.
Gross.
What do you mean gross? That's way better than fucking... What's the alternatives? Chocolate starfish, whatever the fuck?
Pink sock.
The pink sock is prolapsed behole. God,
yeah. Anyways, talk about this prolapse b-holes. Hold on to your butts because we got t-shirt contest winner number 2 coming at you.
Fuck yeah. Man.
Did you guys pick a winner?
We picked a winner.
It better be what I think it is.
Okay, this guy, Abel, I think Jimenez. That's what I'm going with the pronunciation.
Jimenez.
Which one was that?
Jimenez.
No, J is like an H. Abel Jimenez.
Jimenez,
it's whatever.
Like Jesus.
You know who you are.
Like a white people.
I've been emailing him quite a bit. He sent us, he is the winner with this El Nasty t-shirt.
So fucking rad.
With a maple leaf and a fucking El Nasty, like kind of walking, established 2015. It's cool.
Fucking sleek. It's
I'm
good.
Getting a tarp. I need one. It's fucking
I'm getting
sharp.
One of those too. It's fucking dope.
You know what? There wasn't that many entries actually.
There was some good ones though. There was, I will say, the quality of this round was better.
But quantity was about the same.
There was another really good one too, wasn't there?
There was a couple.
There
good
was
ones.
One really another like a runner up that was really. Oh, good.
Our original OG prolapser at @cobra_la sent us a couple of good ones.
Oh, that's a fucking unreal Twitter handle, Cobra La.
I think it's Cobra.
Cobra la 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 la. G.I. Joe's buddy.
Oh yeah, they put that together.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I don't know if that. But it's also, he also says Jason Voorhees sometimes, and he has a picture of Jason Voorhees. Anyways.
Oh, I call
yeah, we had
better.
Like, well, we probably had like, you know what, we probably should have marked them all down who submitted what, but that was the winner. Abel Jimenez, your champion.
As soon as we saw it, it was like, I had the old 72 Maple Leaf, the ATT, and Ron Pond on the back as the winner until the El Nasty one came, and I was like, with the brown, I was like, oh man, that looks sharp.
It's just a good looking tarp.
Yeah, it's a good shirt. Even if you're not from Canada, you're gonna want to buy one of these Maple Leaf shirts because they're fucking cool.
Andrew, someone would message whenever someone mentions t-shirts on Twitter, they always hashtag sharp tarps.
Fuck yeah, good.
The website that will never go live.
I own it.
Yeah,
I
but it will never go live because you'll never do it.
Maybe one day. I got some time now. Maybe I'll
exactly.
I don't know.
It's my fault. I have no time.
We did have a new 5-star review on iTunes.
We had two. We have two. I didn't read the one last week.
Oh, didn't? Okay.
I forgot. So then, we got too drunk last week. The demon voice came. We got all fucking frazzled and then we forgot. Terrifying.
Okay, well, I'll read both. I thought you guys would have hit this one, so I'll do the first one. Awesome. 316.
Oh, just, that's his name?
Oh, that's the title of the review.
Fucking listeners are awesome. That's wicked.
Yeah, that's awesome. He knows we're wrestling fans. Oh, OG okay. Prolapser. I wonder if this is Cobra Law.
It's Cobra Law. It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I legit love this podcast. It's fun. I've never met any of the ATT guys, but listening to their podcast feels like I'm listening to a bunch of my friends. Great stories, great topics, and highly entertaining. If you like weird or creepy stories, this is the podcast for you. If you like controversial topics, conspiracy theories, this is also the podcast for you. Do you like fun? This is the podcast for you. If you don't know what hashtag prolapsers is, you soon will.
Oh, God.
This is the only podcast in the galaxy that is 100% Ron Pond approved. That is a big deal, so get on it.
Awesome. Awesome review. But what I gotta say is Ron Pond's angry because you called him Rond Pond.
I did see that. Rond Pond.
Rond Pond. So I don't know if Ron Pond forgives.
I know he doesn't forget. It's a hard name with our Canadian accents.
But he's Ron. True. He said, I left you a review, and then he emailed us after, like, I fucked up. I put a D, and like, I'm not, Ron Pond's not forgiving you.
No, he can't. Ron Pond doesn't forgive.
Hey, still a great, awesome review from OG Prolapser. He's been around since the start, so.
Fuck yeah.
Ron Pond is always nice. Sorry, not sorry. next one. I'm down with ATT. Canada Mandy. I love this pod. So happy I found it. I love that they discuss cases I've heard with a new spin and the ones I wasn't aware of, but want to research now. And I love hearing them come up with theories as the pod goes on and their genuine excitement when they have a great idea. When there isn't a new episode, I go back and re-listen to older ones to see if there was anything I missed the first time. Well, thanks, Canada Mandy.
You are a fucking MIB. You're reading those things. It sounds like you're running out of batteries. You're fucking busted.
It sounds like you're one of those, like, Google Maps voices now.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound normal.
I put on a weird voice every time I read them.
Well, we make fun of you every time, so keep going.
Because people love when we do impressions, so I should start doing them in wacky voices. I'm trying to think of what impressions I can do.
Who says we like to do impressions?
All you got is fucking Christopher Walken.
I got a good Owen Wilson. You want to hear it?
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
Hey, ready? Quiet. Wow. That's it.
Wow, that was great.
Fucking, it was unreal. Wait,
I might have a little bit more. You ready?
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, no.
That's, I don't know. You lost me there.
No, I don't know about the second
Stick
one.
To the wow. That was great. Yeah.
Wow.
That's fucking great.
That's right. I'm working on some new ones for the pod. It's one word at a time, though. So I got Owen Wilson now.
Like, we got Ned Plimpton from Life Aquatic with Steve CC.
Fuck yeah. Oh, it's such a good movie.
I can do him too. You ready?
Yeah. Go.
Wow.
Oh, wow. It's too good.
You guys ever seen Wedding Crashers?
No, never.
Well, I can do the guy that, one of the guys in that. You want to hear?
Sure.
Wow. So.
Well, you really got him nailed down.
I want you to do the next pod all in your own Wilson voice.
I was going to laugh at that one. That was so funny.
The next pod all in my Owen Wilson voice?
Yeah.
So you don't want me to talk much is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah, I just want you to chime in with a quick wow.
Oh, wow.
All accents next pod.
Oh, all accents? Pick one.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have...
Ryan's got to go specie.
No one's going to get that, I don't think.
Full specie. Did we ever release that one on the other one?
I don't think so.
Oh, God.
I think I deleted the old pod because it was Did shit.
You? Yeah, it was.
It was garbage.
There was a couple people who listened.
You know what? If you combined all those 10 episodes we did into 20 minutes, you had some gold.
Yeah, it was funny.
But for the rest of it, it was terrible.
It was a bunch of fucking drunk dudes.
It was drunk dudes talking about nothing.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it would be better if we did one like that now that we have listeners who kind of know what we're like. So when we're talking, we're just talking about stuff that people don't know. They
That's pretty much what we do right now.
We just did that like two podcasts ago, though, when we all got fucking dicked and we had a great time.
Yeah, we do that now, but we incorporate conspiracy.
and other
topics.
I'm going to make a fake Facebook account so I can start, because I kind of took a peek on Facebook the other day, and man, Facebook is getting lots more movement on there than Twitter.
You know what? If you're listening and you want to contact us, Facebook is better because it's easier to manage like who's saying what.
Yeah, it is.
Twitter, like all the feeds get lost. If you're using hashtag prolapsers, we'll find it. But if you're not, it gets lost in the news feed after a day or two. So
yeah.
If you're on Twitter and on Facebook, join Facebook. If you're on Facebook and on Twitter, join Twitter. And
vice versa. And fucking rate us on iTunes. It doesn't take that long.
Okay, rate us on iTunes. But here, there's a conspiracy brewing here. Because I've had I probably had half a dozen people on Facebook and email say, hey, I left a review, but it never showed up. So I don't know. Well, if you're swearing in the reviews, maybe it doesn't work. So if you're swearing like we're swearing on this show all the time in a review, it may not come through. So tone it down a little bit and try again, because for some reason they're not coming through. At least on our feeds, and maybe in different countries, different stuff comes up. But
That's fucking strange.
Yeah.
Try just saying we're awesome than fucking awesome. I mean, you could drop the fucking. We'll know what you're talking about.
Yeah. We'll insert the fucking awesome after you put just awesome. So.
Oh, that fucking sucks. So we could probably have like 8,000 reviews and know what we wouldn't know.
Yeah, like they never come through. I don't know why.
Man. 600. We just hit 600 on Twitter too the other day, which was dope.
Yeah,
pretty 600 cool. Hard-earned followers.
Yeah, and again, I will say that's 600 followers. I'm proud of, because we don't chase follows. We don't go, hey, follow us. We're gonna follow you. Follow us. Like that's all organic. People who have just found us and wanted to follow us.
Yeah. So if each of those 600 people tell 3 or 4 people,
yeah,
you're gonna get a better podcast. Go.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you know what?
Well,
we've been in a period of transition for a couple months now, but I think things are about to get pretty steady. I would hope.
I built a studio. I had to work a whole bunch of hours as a carpenter to pay for it, but now that is over, and now I'm pretty much in here mixing music and recording stuff most of the time. So,
yeah. So I'd like to do a bunch more. what do you guys want to do? Should we end this one? Do some after hours?
Yeah, I think we should. We're over an hour here. So
yeah, yeah.
All right. So
take a break.
So yeah, congratulations to Abel Jimenez.
God damn it,
you're goddamn champion. Thank you for the shirt.
How many old T-shirts do we have left to sell first?
We honestly have, I think, one or two men's large, one medium, one small, one extra large, and then like a couple of each of the girls' sizes, small, medium, large. So like we're down to the bare bones here.
Really? So they've been selling.
Yeah, I've been shipping them out like probably.
Wow.
Well, a lot at the start in the last few weeks has been like only a couple of weeks or something, but like, there's not very many left. So whoever got a shirt,
right.
Cool. Awesome.
Now, we're not going to make the new shirts till all those shirts are gone, right?
Well, some of them might not all sell. So we'll make them in due time. It's less than 6 months.
Yeah, faster than the last one rounds.
Well, yeah, like you fucked the last one up. So
yeah, I did. I know.
Now I can just go down the street 5 minutes and get them made. So
are we going to get these new ones made in that brown though?
I think so.
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, we'll talk about the color, but I think the brown was nice.
I think the brown was nice too. I definitely want the brown.
So let's post the design. We'll post it. Post it.
No, don't post it. We're not going to post it until we can post it in a shirt like we did the last one.
Until we get one. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, that's it for this this week, and we're going to go into some after hours here. So, as always, keep those eyes on the skies.
Right on.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.